Scott's Long Show 700, WLW, rolling on till noontime, and then Bill Cunningham is here. I like that little girl who's on our webpage, 700WLW.com. I am like her. I am crying every time I listen to the radio station, hear another political ad, especially for crazy people who advertise things that have nothing to do with the election, like that Condit guy. And Meg was telling me she saw on Channel 5 that there is actually a campaign ad running that shows aborted fetuses. And I'm thinking, no wonder I'm stressed out. No wonder this has been like the longest week of my life. Joining me on 700, Donald Mann. He has a book called Okay, God, Now What? But talks about how political slogans influence the vote. And why does my head hurt so much? Can you give me some relief for my head hurting?
Well, thank you for having me here to talk with you. Yes, the cure for your head is to change what's happening to your self-identity through the process of all these negative ads. This is the greatest advertising program in the world that is calculated to manipulate you, to control you, to vote for the appropriate candidate.
I don't know if it does. It, like, turns me off to the whole thing. I'm going to vote, but I don't want to because these ads have, like, poisoned my brain.
Mm-hmm. That poisoning process you hear is affecting you, not at the conscious level necessarily, but at the subconscious level. That's where the work is being done. And as these ads are continually pounding into you, they're messing with your subconscious mind with the effects going on there that you're not even aware of in your cognitive mind.
All right, so they're affecting me subconsciously, but is there a way? You just can't tune them out. That's the problem, right? You feel like you have to pay attention.
No, you have to pay attention. You have to take care of them because science has discovered, one of the greatest discoveries in modern history has been that the human being operates 95% of the time out of your subconscious mind. So you have to really go through a process of cleaning or programming your mind, your subconscious, to deal with the things that you're bombarded with all day long. And that way, that's how you get inner peace, which, of course, is what the book, Okay, God, Now What, is about.
All right, on the show this morning on 700 WLW, Donald Mann, we're talking about the campaign ads. Is there a point, too, where I get inundated with these things? Where I just get so much of them that my body shuts down. I feel like right now I'm almost to the stage of vomiting.
Yeah, that's
like
exactly what happens.
Up.
Now, what happens is that your body goes into a fear response of fight or flight, and the effects on your body is stress throughout your entire system as you go through these. And it really doesn't matter which political party that you're associated with or want to vote for, because it's all around you on a continual basis. It's really designed to, by the top experts of Madison Avenue and psychology, to trip the fear levers inside your subconscious mind so that you operate by emotion and not by cognitive thought.
Because if you actually think about these ads, a lot of them don't make sense.
They absolutely don't make a lot of sense, you know.
They have to scare the hell out of you.
That's exactly right. And so the effect is that it really attacks your personal self-identity, because what happens is that normal fear is a warning. But evil fear or anxiety or stress really strips you of your self-identity and makes you instantly into a have-not. And you don't know what to do from there. Therefore, you're looking now for the savior of that political candidate is going to be the one to pull you out of wherever you are in your fear mode.
So what happens if I'm a let's look at it this way. Let's say I'm a diehard right wing conservative or a diehard dyed in the wool liberal on the left. Am I impacted more by the campaign messages from, I guess, the opponent and the ones I believe in? Or if I'm in the middle and I'm maybe not undecided but leaning one way or the other, does that impact me more emotionally? Listen to these ads.
Yeah, actually what's going to happen in that process is that your deepest fears are going to come surfacing to the top, and that's the one that you're going to latch on to. Not as a point of aspiration, hey, we're going to make this work, but how do I find somebody to save me? And so wherever you are, will gradually pull that up and bring you to that top level for you making your decisions. Of course, the solution to all of that is to get yourself grounded so that you're not shaken by what's happening around you. And the power of that ability is really what they've discovered within modern science. What they've discovered is if you have a strong self-identity, advertising will cause you to think about it rationally and not drop into the emotional level where you make mistakes with your decisions.
All right, that makes a lot of sense in that regard, too. Is there a sense after the election's over, the sense of relief, or is your body like, You know what I'm saying? Is there, do you kind of like wean yourself off these things? Because we go cold turkey starting on Tuesday after the ad stop, and, you know, being bombarded with these messages, all of a sudden you take it away. Is that almost like, like crack in some cases?
Actually not. What's happened is you've been going through a process for the last year of what's known as heart writing, and that fear is in there and leveraged. And really in America, for example, you can be assured, you know, we got 10% swing voters, more or less, and then you've got 40% on either side or 45% on either side who are diehard in one political persuasion or the other. And whoever wins, those people who didn't win are going to go through more anxiety and stress for a long period of time. As a matter of fact, there's some medical experts who predict that within the next 2 to 6 months, because of the underlying anxiety and stress that wasn't dealt with from the campaign, will actually cause people to end up more in the visiting their doctors over a variety of sicknesses.
You see an uptick in the amount of people who are having, what, stress and heart attacks because of all this stuff right now?
Absolutely. What happens to anxiety and stress is it attacks your immune system. And over time, and that'll build up into you. And, of course, now whatever happens, you know, 45% of America is not going to be happy with whoever's elected.
Sure.
So they're going to spend their next time exasperating over the same fears they just spent the last year and a half hearing about.
Right, that the world is going to end depending on who is elected president of the United States. If this turns into, as they're saying, Ohio is the new Florida from 2000, if this turns into a long, drawn-out battle for the presidency, what then? Do we all die?
And fortunately, we don't die, but we can do something about it, which is what my book is about, is how to build a self-identity that's based not on good ideas or what people say, but on the practical reality of the God of the universe, so that your internal identity says, okay, no matter what happens, I can still succeed through this environment. You know, when you look at it, there's never been a good environment. There's always been problems.
You got to have problems to get elected. Otherwise, you just keep the same guy in there.
That's right. And or you got people working to solve the problems and where it's going. So the key for all of this is to recognize, number one, that whatever happens with the election, you're going to have, or other people are going to have, some problem where they got angina over what's going on. And so you don't want to be continually, remember, you've already been washed in this stuff for the last year and a half. You want to get yourself to a place where you're not being washed and you get your mind settled and your subconscious mind, and that takes a little bit of effort on your part.
Like Canada?
Even in Canada.
I can go to Canada and get away from all this stuff?
Actually, elections occur in Canada also. It's the same process
up
there.
Yeah, they're fighting over the Quebecois, so that's even worse up there as far as that insanity goes. All right, Donald Mann, again, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Okay, great. Thank you. If you go to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, you can actually get a list of top 10 affirmations, give the listing of the radio station call letters, and you can start using it to clean your mind out now.
Gotcha. It's like Drano for your Braino.
There you go.